is officially roadshow season, and our first time in Vermont. You guys are the best.
Yes.
You are truly the best. Nobody could ever have wished for a better radio audience than you. Thanks for being here this morning. If you have time, we're here till 10, so come by. And we want to thank everybody, certainly here at the Stone Church, for hosting us. Want to thank Miller Lite for sponsoring every single road show. It is Miller Time New England, Harbor One Bank as well, and the everybody up here in Vermont at our affiliate or New Hampshire as well. Great Eastern Radio Group, and 93.5 is our signal up here, and we thank them for putting this all together. And, of course, the New England Patriots used the third pick to select Drake May, a quarterback. You could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, and for the rest of the morning with us. We have a poll up.
Yes, we do. Sorry, I'm looking at Ken up there, and all I can think about is John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, my God.
Ken is here in the church. This is an old church that's been turned into a live music venue. It's really cool. And Ken is sitting up in the choir seats. I think he got a nap in earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
By the way, just on the John Wilkes Booth thing, you've been great at recommendations. Lincoln on Apple.
You didn't like it?
No.
Manhunt is what it's called on Apple. You didn't like
it? Not my cup of tea. But, you know, I knew the outcome. what do you think about the Patriots taking Drake May at 3? Love it or hate it? 1,000 votes in, 78%. Love it.
Really?
Oh, wow.
All right.
There we go.
All right.
You
guys love it, right? I think so. No?
I think it's kind of,
it's mixed. It's mixed here.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots bot farmed that poll, but we'll see.
Scheim loves it. Scheim's very happy this morning.
Damn right I do. I was trying to buy my Drake May jersey last night as soon as they drafted him, but all they have is the first round pick number one jersey. So I'm waiting for the jersey reveal today.
I thought they didn't have a large for you now that you're a new size.
Nope, that wasn't the issue, Greg. They just don't have his number yet.
Any early numbers on what that jersey sale did compared to Caitlin Clark? Or nothing out yet?
Probably not.
Nothing out yet, Courtney.
Yeah, all right. Just keep an eye on that.
We'll do.
Well, we'll talk to Gerard. We'll talk to Gerard Mayo on this show on Monday about that pick.
Yeah.
And you can't wait. And Curtis can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait. It'll be interesting to hear where they were, because there was reporting I just saw this morning from Ian Rappaport that up to the minute, the New York Giants tried to do a last-ditch trade up to 3, and I guess it was obviously wasn't enough and too little too late. But
what did he say what they were offering?
He did not specify, but maybe we can ask Gerard, you know, what was out there.
All right, back to Courtney and the rest of this morning's news.
We're going to stay in Utah for the next story. A woman is the ultimate Karen. She's been charged with sexual battery after she was at Sakura Japanese Steakhouse. She was offended by a teenage girl's skirt length. Uh-oh. So what did she do? She yanked down her skirt in the middle of the spot. It's 48-year-old Ida Ann Lorenzo. She told the alleged victim that if she had to watch her A-cheeks hanging out again or see her hair down there, I don't think I could say that full word, she would call.
You said the full word.
I said hair down there.
Okay.
I don't think I could say the P word.
Okay.
Right, Ken? Yeah. Good job. She would call Child Protective Services. She later told police she would be filing an indecent exposure report. Here's one witness, Cece Snow, on TikTok.
So me and a ton of my friends were at dinner for one of my friend's birthday parties that night at this really nice restaurant in our city. Like, the nicest restaurant. It's just the best restaurant in our town. So it was super busy. Saturday night, there was high school dances that night. There was tons of dance groups, tons of people. Like, it's a two-story restaurant. And she comes up to my friend, and she reaches under her skirt, yanks it down, and then squeezes her sides because she's wearing a crop top. And it's like, you're probably underage. You probably shouldn't be wearing that. Would you just imply that you think she's a minor, and you just assaulted her?
Mind your own business.
Right.
Yeah.
People have been emboldened to tell everybody else how they should live their lives.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. All right, so she's been charged with such good.
Yeah.
Good.
She should.
Parents let her walk out the house like that, that's on her parents.
Right. Yeah. There's a restaurant that is making diners sign a waiver for loss of life when they come in to dine. And this story is specifically for Wiggy because they have to sign if they eat their wings. So it's called Wing Kings. It's in Canterbury, Kent in the UK. They make you sign if you want to take on 15 chicken wings coated in a Carolina Reaper sauce.
Wow.
The sauce measures around 200 times hotter than a garden variety jalapeno. Mm.
So you have to sign that you might die?
Correct. And they give you gloves.
Would you eat them?
No, no. I'm not like really, really into spicy, spicy food.
What type of wing is your favorite?
Yeah, I'm not.
You couldn't tell last night. Yeah. He had 100 lemon pepper wings.
Oh, so he hit the over on Costos' number?
They were very good, and they were dry.
I think so. You had the garlic parmesan ones as well.
No, I didn't. I stuck with my lemon pepper.
Oh, you were elbow deep in the quesadillas.
Quesadillas
were
good.
They were hitting last night at the poorhouse.
Yeah. By the way, there used to be a Wing Kings in West Roxbury. When I was in high school, we used to go there. The best wings, and it shut down for no reason out of the blue.
Really?
Yeah, this was like early 2000s. Phenomenal.
I mean, if you have to sign a waiver that you might die, No thanks.
Let's go to the next one.
It's influencers in the news on the Greg Hill Show.
Well, it's another day, another instance of tourists disrespecting landmarks. This time it took place at the Big Daddy Dune in the Namib Desert.
Okay.
I believe that's how you pronounce it, in Africa.
A sacred place.
Sacred place that a lot of families go to visit. That's the main issue. Tourists, three of them, took a bunch of nudes atop the 1,000 mount of sand.
Uh-huh.
The photos, go Google. They're pretty tasteful.
Wait, are we not? We can't show photos on Twitch this morning, Eamon?
No, I tried.
Okay.
All right.
But we're working towards that.
Okay.
but they, you know, there's one where she's wearing one of the women is wearing a helmet. It's from the behind. The photos are, I would probably frame one for my living room.
Okay.
They're that tasteful.
But
people are outraged. Correct.
Disrespectful.
Disrespectful and like. If families are there, maybe put on a shirt.
Okay.
I think and I hope that everybody, at least on this stage, takes a shower every day. I think hopefully in this room, everybody showers once a day at least.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And experts are now saying that showering once a day has no proven health benefits. Now, the main person, the main expert in this article is an environmentalist, Curtis.
Okay.
His name is Donna Chad McCarthy. Says he only washes off once a month to help the environment. Once a month, he takes a shower.
I think we met him last night.
That is disgusting.
That was not him.
Oh. Yeah.
That was a different person.
Yes.
I mean, don't you feel ick if you don't shower every
day? Disgusting.
We've had a debate on this show about morning or evening.
Yeah, I'm evening.
I know, which is weird to me. Like, I like to start.
I know. How do you wake up from a hotel bed and not feel like you need to shower?
How do you get into a bed after all day being out and about?
Preach.
Because I'm great. I'm the only person. There's nobody that will be with me.
But
I got to my room.
But
I went to
bed.
I woke up. I showered.
You're sleeping in filth.
Yeah, but I'm just by myself. I'm not around anybody else. Yeah.
You've been funking.
The last time you showered.
You've been funking all day long.
Wait. You have been in a hotel bed and not showered.
Correct.
Yeah. That is gross.
But I showered last night.
You've been.
I know, but you slept all night.
You've been funking all day long.
I don't know what funking means, but I really don't do that.
You're sweating.
Sweating.
You sweat when you sleep, too.
No, not like that. You've been funking all night long.
No. Can we stop saying that word?
Maybe, because I only sleep for about, 4 to 6 hours.
Yeah.
Okay? That ain't bad. My pH balance is where it needs to be.
Your pH balance.
Your pH balance from walking.
Greg's pH balance is player hating.
You know, swamp gizzards and everything else down there.
Yep.
And then you.
Swamp gizzards.
Then you get in bed. You've been walking all through Southie all day long.
Yep.
Cuddling with your dog. And then you get in bed and you don't shower.
Okay, but here's where my job every day is to not make someone else uncomfortable, unhappy, whatever. Yep. If I walk into a room and I smell, then I'm not doing my job. If I wake up, take a nice long hot shower, clean as can be, enter the day, good to go.
I'm telling you, wearing breathable PJs or going in the nude while you sleep, you're not sweating like you are all day in this. Ugh. disgusting.
I just can't believe that dude showers once a month.
That's nuts. He does say that if he feels like he needs to, he'll take a cloth of water at the sink and pat himself down.
Okay, no, that's gross.
But he's saying he has dermatologists that are backing him with this.
Have you noticed that the environment gives people excuses to do all these things that we would never otherwise tolerate? It's like, oh, it's the environment. It's like hotels now. They're like, oh, we're going green. Please don't throw your towel on the ground. No, you just don't want to pay for detergent.
But the dermatologists are saying that showering every day can strip away your microbiome.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, you know, maybe cut back. I'm fine with it.
Lotion up, put your deodorant on.
I take a bubble bath every day, and then I shower.
You take what?
I take a bubble bath every day.
And then shower it afterwards?
Yeah.
Why do you shower after a bubble bath?
Because you got to get the filth off.
But the filth of what? It's
because you're like sitting in the tub. Yeah. It's kind of gross.
It's very strange.
But I take a bubble bath every day.
It's my me time, only you know? Take right. bubble baths.
What is that?
Is that the news?
That is the news.
That's the news.
Who was it?
Was that Chai?
It was a drop from the Netflix show Big Mouth.
Okay.
Round of applause for Courtney. Great job.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you so much.
The queen of the road shows.
Ken was booing.
Speaking of Courtney, let's get to what is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right. Well, trending is brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Patriots draft Drake May with their third pick of the 2024 NFL draft. Let's go through the top five. The Bears took Caleb Williams. The Commanders took Jaden Daniels. The Pats with Drake. The Cardinals took Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Chargers took Joe Alt. Sorry, Shime, but you got two out of the first round correct. Those two happen in the top five.
The Bears are going to be all right, though.
Yeah.
I like the Roma Dunze pick, too. They got Roma Dunze, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift. And then you bring in Caleb Williams. He's going to have some players around him.
Isn't he also named in some way, shape, or form as a as an homage to the Roman Empire?
He is.
Yeah. Is that what it was?
His father was.
He was a big Caligula fan.
Which we think about whatever it is, 20 times
all
a day.
All day long. Yep.
Yes. Was that the Bears-Panthers pick last year that they got them the first pick this year? The trade?
Yes, correct.
That might go down as one of the great trades in NFL history, considering what Bryce Young looked like.
Yeah.
The Panthers missed out on both C.J. Stroud and Caleb Williams.
Unbelievable.
Mm. Quickly, the Chiefs keep getting better. They traded up with the Bills to get Xavier Worthy. The Red Sox fell to the Guardians in the series finale, 6-4 the final after Cleveland jumped out to a 5-run lead in the bottom of the second. They're now back home to take on the Cubs in town tonight, 7:10 first pitch with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Rich Keefe at 6:10 on the MassMutual pregame show. And then Joe Castiglione and Will Fleming have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. No playoff games tonight. Tomorrow the Celtics are in Miami to take on the Heat in game 3. They're tied at 1 apiece. Tip is at 6 there. And then the Bruins are in Toronto up 1 game on the Maple Leafs. Game 4 puck drop is at 8. Shime, I can see that you're texting me right now, but I got a read to do, so I don't know what to tell you.
You skipped another read that we needed to do.
Well, yeah, the Nissan Red Sox postgame show, which I asked you to put in.
I did. That's what I texted you. It's in there.
Where is it?
I'm looking at it.
Attention with a knife.
I'm looking at it. Nothing there.
You need to reload your dock then.
Oh.
Reload.
This is a little behind baseball.
Do we know?
Yeah, no, still nothing.
Okay, well, the Red Sox fell to the Guardians last night in the season series finale. Alex Cora thought that the Red Sox were in some good spots, but just couldn't capitalize against the Guardians on the Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
We were in a good spot. We put good at-bats against McKenzie throughout, right? We didn't cash in with the bases loaded. At least one there didn't happen, but... So we put good at bats, and we put ourselves in a spot that we, you know, there was a lane there with some guys that probably they don't use late in games, but they did a good job. And then obviously at the end, he's really good. You know, it sucks we lost the series, but we played well. You know, it was a good road trip. We 4-2, right? So now we just got to go home and figure that out.
Shime, thank you for saving Courtney on that.
You're welcome.
Tag team lead.
Greg, you deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that'll put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill for yourself. Shop your local Nissan store and NissanUSA.com today.
Wow. Greg is looking at the document as we speak, and there is nothing in there.
Oh. I can send you a picture. Reload. I'll send you a picture from my end.
I'll send you a photo, too.
Yeah,
I'll send you.
I trust you. I was just letting right. you know. I had it in there for you.
I wonder if Shime is sneaky setting you up for failure by not sending the accurate information to you.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would never do that.
It is in there.
I even texted her like 10 minutes ago that it was in there.
Oh.
Well, I didn't get that either. I just got another text from you that just came through. Well, I love you anyway.
I love you too.
All right. Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Brian Scalabrini and Christian Fourier. You can call them at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Don't worry, Ken. We're okay. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All righty. We are an hour and 40 minutes away from the weekend. 42 degrees and sunny, afternoon high 55 in Boston.
All right. Well, we have some poll results. Near 80% happy with Drake May when it comes to the number 3 pick, but I want to know what the diehards think. So we will get to you next on that, your thoughts on what the New England Patriots did last night. And we'll be right back from Brattleboro, Vermont. Roadshow number 1 brought to you by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time, New England.
The funeral was everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. Fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well.
Roadshow season officially underway. Roadshow number 1 in Brattleboro, Vermont at the Stone Church. And all of the roadshows brought to you by Miller Lite. It's Miller Time, New England. And by Harbor One Bank. And today brought to you by La Valley Building Supply with 13 locations here in Vermont and New Hampshire. And at lavalley.com. And by Pekarsky's Sausage.
Awesome.
Home of New England's farm-made
Very
sausage.
Good.
Oh, Mr. Pekarsky just dropped off a cooler. He said you can share it with the crew. I said, no, thanks.
Sausage.
I mean, you can have any room left after the chicken and a biscuit crackers that you're demolishing?
Housing. So good.
Housing them. He's housed.
I was just told a fun fact about Vermont when it comes to our last news story about showering once a day.
Uh-huh.
There is a law in Vermont that you must shower at least once a week.
Really?
Oh. Yep. Law.
I like that.
By law.
And also,
how hasn't Bernie been arrested?
I guess we can talk to this later because I think we're going to have the town manager of Brattleboro on the show. But aren't you allowed to walk around nude anytime you want in Brattleboro, Vermont? And no, I mean, everybody here has clothes on.
Yes.
Thank God. Yep. No disrespect. But that's something you're allowed to do,
yes,
apparently.
Yes, we did look that up. Yep.
All right. Wiggy would like the New England Patriots to select a wide receiver.
Yep.
With their second round pick, they did take Drake May, and we've been talking about that all morning. And Paulie would like to talk about that right now. Paulie, good morning. Hello, how are you?
Good morning, my friends. When are you guys going to have a remote down this side, south side of the city? I think Endicott Estate in Dedham. Go ahead.
You're in Dedham.
Go ahead.
We'll come down there. Yeah,
you guys are always on the north side. You go to New Hampshire, Vermont. You're always up on the north side. When are we going to allow the grace of your presence?
Well,
I want to come down and meet you guys. I talk to you guys on a flip phone. I don't know how to turn on a computer or use a smartphone. My parents always told me I should have just stayed at Boston College and become a priest because all I want to do is help everybody. Well, let me tell you, get Tom Brady back here with Rob Gronkowski right now. Let's go. This kid needs training. He's a guy that can bridge and while we're winning, everybody be climbing instead of 20 grand short the stadium. People will be climbing over the tops of each other to get into that, to get in. All right.
Okay.
We need to start a real, it'll be a near riot scene down there. And everybody will have smiles on their faces. 60,000 screaming for blood. Get Tom Brady back here.
Paulie, thank
you. That is high energy.
Thank you. Brady back?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's clear. Road shows, we started doing the road shows in every region market where the show is broadcast. So we are the syndication for the radio show. We do the road shows where every market where the show is on, but we could certainly go to Dedham at some point to see Paulie.
Yeah,
I mean, lovely
but,
place.
But, I mean, I guess he's being facetious, but the talent around Drake May is going to be the issue.
Right.
That is essentially what Courtney talked a little bit about in her lead this morning at 6:30. Which was the comments made by Julian Bubbs Edelman about Drake May having some potential if you put the right – what did he say? The environment? He said it was weird.
If you put the right ecosystem around him.
I don't know. Is that in reference to the weapons that he has, or is that in reference – is he talking about coaching?
Is that a shot at Bill?
No, I think that it's a shot at how the organization has been in the dark ages of how the NFL has gone in terms of being offensive-driven, needing to pay for talent. And the ecosystem is the right scheme, the right coach, and the players around the quarterback that help him actually perform in that scheme.
Can I make one point, though, because I'm kind of sick and tired of hearing of this, put the right ecosystem around them, the right people around them. I understand a quarterback can be elevated by the players that are on his team.
Yep.
But can we stop blaming bad play on the coaches constantly? I love Billy, in every sport? No, in football I'm talking right now.
Well, Wiggy does it when it comes to the Red Sox and to the defense.
But I'm just saying, like, I loved Billy O'Brien the other day, but when we asked him about Mac Jones, he immediately went to, well, if the right people are around him. It's not going to be perfect in any type of setting that you're whether you're a professional athlete or you work in the real world. It's never going to be perfect, and to blame Bill Belichick over and over again for Mac Jones and his failure, it's a cop-out. And that's
okay,
bothering
Courtney.
Me. Like, to constantly say, the right ecosystem, the right people around them, blah, 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 blah. You're either a good player or you're not.
But he was a good player, and then he wasn't in Mac Jones.
But that was his mental situation.
Right, but it is
the job.
But that's
not on Bill Belichick.
I think that it's not – I agree that – I think Mac Jones was not as good as we thought he was his rookie year. He wasn't as bad as he was the last couple. He's a mediocre NFL quarterback.
Right.
But when you talk about an ecosystem, does anybody think Brock Purdy's a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay. That is an ecosystem that is phenomenal. If you put Drake May on the 49ers tomorrow, they're a playoff team, probably a Super Bowl
contender. But you have to give Brock Purdy credit for being thrown into a situation and to take full advantage of it.
Right.
I think if you put Mac Jones in that situation, I think he fails.
Do we give Joe Mazzulla credit for coaching the best roster in the NBA? I mean, he's just doing his job.
I do.
But Brock Purdy is a fine player. Of course he's better than the average guy. He's in there and he was – you know, a couple plays away from a Super Bowl. But what the 49ers have built is something where no matter the quarterback, even the Chiefs, right? Nobody talks about how the year before the Chiefs played the Patriots in the AFC Championship in 2018 and Mahomes took over. They were a playoff team with Alex Smith. Andy Reid's bottoming out has been much more, you know, much less embarrassing than the Patriots recently. So if the Andy Reid ecosystem with Patrick Mahomes, they're a Super Bowl team. With Donovan McNabb and with Alex Smith, they're a good playoff team.
Okay, but
Courtney is right, though.
But Mahomes has an awful lot to do
But my point is they were a playoff team before Mahomes took over.
Yeah.
Right, but Alex Smith was a solid quarterback.
But he wasn't a great quarterback.
But they didn't win anything. You have to have talent, right? I get that point, Courtney. I think that's what you're saying. You have to have talent. And when you have talent, you then need to put the right pieces around that talent. Like, everybody goes to San Francisco. San Francisco, San Francisco, San Francisco. Let's really look at San Francisco. You have the best running back in the National Football League in Christian McCaffrey. You have the top, top three pass rushes and defensive ends in the National Football League in Nick Bosa. You look at what Deebo Samuel is. He's probably a top 10, top 12 wide receiver. Same with Brandon Ayuk. You have one of the top three best tight ends in the National Football League and George Kittle. Like,
you can have a
– But I thought we had a salary cap that precludes you from –
But you got to have that.
So you can have an average or better than average – whatever you're going to call Brock Purdy.
Yep.
Better than average quarterback.
Yes.
And win that way.
When you have elite talent.
But here's the question.
That's the difference.
Wiggy, what is easier
Patriots
to find?
Patriots don't have that.
What is easier to find, a Mahomes or a Brady or those kind of players to build around the roster? If you keep waiting
for – The latter. Yes. Those kind of
players. That's why you don't take Drake May. That's my point.
Oh, Round of little thank smattering you. Of applause
no,
on that.
No applause during the debate. Wait till the end, please.
Smattering of applause for Chris Curtis, who was pissed about that pick last
right,
night.
But here's the difference.
Pissed about it.
Thank
here's,
you.
Here's the difference.
I love you, Brattleboro.
here's the one dispute about Curtis's point.
Oh, man.
That is cool, but that's not winning you a Super Bowl. The elite quarterback is winning you a Super Bowl.
Yep.
That's why you take Drake May. You take Drake May and hope.
You take Drake May hoping that he's yes, going to be elite?
Because that's how you win Super Bowls. Who's winning Super Bowls?
But who is more likely to be elite of the three quarterbacks that were taken, the one that was taken one or
I don't
the one
know.
That was...
I don't know. I don't know. Who wins Super Bowls? Elite quarterbacks. Name me the past Super Bowl winners for a large portion of the time. Mahomes, elite. Brady, elite.
Would you call Burrow elite? I mean,
yeah, Joe Burrow's in that elite category. You have to have that type of quarterback. Brock Purdy, listen, he's better than average. He's a good quarterback.
Yeah.
But he ain't winning you a Super Bowl.
This is David in the car. David, good morning.
Hi, good morning, guys. So hey. I got a question for you guys. And I'm with Curtis. This Drake May, everybody's excited for what? What's he bringing in? And my question to you guys is, if they were so excited, the Patriots are so sure that Drake May was going to be the right pick, why were they contacting the Chargers and they were trying to trade for Justin Herbert? Why was that? If you think you have the right, the future quarterback coming in, why would you be trading, looking to trade for Justin Herbert?
In that case, I mean, Justin Herbert is a known commodity. I don't think that even if you think Drake May is going to be really good, I would take the known commodity.
You take the known commodity over, always. Right. Over the yeah. potential. Yeah. yeah. Thank you for the call.
The drafting a young quarterback and what they're doing and where they are is rolling the dice. I agree with that. But in order to win in today's NFL, you have to have the quarterback. And I maybe we use the word elite loosely, but you have to have a really, really, really good quarterback. And that's why you have to roll the dice. Because Marvin Harrison, yes, he'll be a great player and could be an elite wide receiver. Show me an elite wide receiver that has won a Super Bowl with an average quarterback.
Hold on a second. Just quickly. I think Donnie, we just had Drop Madness on this radio show.
Yes.
I think Chinese food Donnie is on the phone, believe it or not.
No way.
I think. Donnie, you there?
Yeah, let's change it. Sausage is here today. We're talking sausage.
Yeah. Yeah, we're talking – well, Curtis was talking sausage, yes, as yep. he often does.
I love him. Yes.
Dude, what is the sausage that you're talking about? I sell 500 sausages a week on this food truck of mine, and I want to put that sausage on there.
Oh, it's Pekarsky's. Curtis is doing an endorsement deal with them, I think.
Yeah. I'm actually America's pitch man.
Yeah. We could connect you if you want.
I'm going to address you one day if that's okay with the iloveyoursausage.com T-shirt that I have.
Yes, of course. All right, give us one, if you could, your most famous moment before you leave. Could you do it live?
Ready? Chinese, kid.
Nailed
all
it.
All right, round of applause for Donnie.
Good job, Donnie.
Thank you, Donnie.
Such a great drop.
Donnie has a food truck up in
yeah, yeah, I had a sausage when we had the
what?
Pause.
Pause?
Yeah. What's with the past tense?
When we did your 5K
at Cisco in Portsmouth.
He had his paused sausage truck. Yeah.
Greg had a defibrillator.
He has his hand in a bunch of stuff, though.
Yes,
he has his hand in a tequila thing.
Yes, he does.
But Wiggy talks about winning a Super Bowl, right?
Yes.
Since 2014, how many men have won a Super Bowl?
I don't know.
I think it's four. You got Brady.
Okay.
Peyton Manning in 15.
Okay.
Then you have Mahomes.
Okay.
Stafford.
All right.
That's it. Four different people have won one in a decade.
And you know,
it's really hard.
But you notice, they have in common? Very well.
Do you call Matt Stafford elite?
I would say very, very good. That's why
Matt Stafford is absolutely elite.
That's why I changed. That's why.
I got whiplash.
No, but that's why I changed.
Matt Stafford's a Hall of Famer.
So's Matt Ryan. He's not.
But, I mean, no, Matt Ryan didn't win anything.
That's why I use elite loosely, because he is very, very good. If you have a very, very good quarterback, then you can win a Super Bowl. Brock Purdy hasn't proven that he's very, very good.
All right. Well, we will find out sooner than later whether the Patriots have chosen a very, very good quarterback at number three in Drake May. And he could talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Gresham Foyer coming up at 10 from Detroit. with their thoughts on last night.
Right.
And Monday we'll talk to Gerard Mayo on the show. Is that 8:20, Ken Laird? I think. I believe Gerard Mayo will join us at 8:20. We have to take a quick break. You guys are the best. Thank you for being here this morning. Woo! Unbelievable. Thank you for watching this show so far this morning on Twitch. And you can do that every day. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And we will be right back. It is Roadshow season 1 week from today. We will be with you in Rhode Island at Whalers Brewing Company for the second Roadshow. Night before, we'll be out and about pregame at the Ocean Mist. We had an awesome pregame last night at the Poorhouse over across the border in Keene, New Hampshire. Thanks to everybody who came out for that. And we will look forward to seeing you all in Rhode Island 1 week from today. If you want the full Roadshow schedule, it's still up on our Instagram.
Yep.
Which is the Greg Hill Show, WEEI. Give us a follow if you're not already. Stay up to date with what we're doing on the show. We got thanks to everybody here. Well, first of all, thanks to you guys for being here this morning. You're amazing. Thanks to everybody who picked up a little Roadshow merch. We got new Roadshow merch. It is selling like hotcakes over there with Ashley from the foundation.
And so, can I just say, a perfect shirt if you are on the boat on the 4th of July to throw over your bikini or swim trunks.
Great. It's
red, white, and blue.
Thank you.
Perfect.
All right. Excellent. Wiggy, you got everybody talking here about Drake May. And Mike is in the truck. Mike, good morning. Hello. How are you?
Hi. I just want to clarify. He said, there's only been three quarterbacks to win a Super Bowl since 2014. He's absolutely wrong. He's talking about Nick Foles, talking about Russell Wilson, talking about Peyton Manning.
The only one I forgot was Nick Foles. Russell Wilson was the 2013 Super Bowl that they demolished the Broncos at MetLife Stadium.
2014, and Peyton Manning won with Denver Broncos.
Right. I just said Peyton Manning won the 2015 season. The Super Bowl winners, 2014 Patriots, 2015 Broncos, 2016 Patriots, 2017 Eagles, 2018 Patriots, 2019 Chiefs, 2020 Bucks, 2021 was the Rams, 2022 the Chiefs, 2023 the Chiefs. There you go. Boom.
Oh, right.
You're wrong.
Rain Man.
2014. What'd you say?
He said the Patriots.
Big mouth over the radio. Big tough guy over the radio.
Well, that's where you're calling me on. What does that make you?
But it still makes my point, though. Mike, it still makes my point that when you look at Super Bowl teams that win – and I don't want to use the word elite because, you know, there's a lot of, you know, different definitions to what quarterbacks fall into that. But they still, those teams that won had really, really, really good quarterbacks, except for maybe the Philadelphia Eagles, who won with Nick Foles.
He's not an elite quarterback.
No, but that's the exception.
Non-elite quarterbacks can win when the opposing coach benches his best guy in the secondary.
You know, so that's the way I view this. And so hopefully Drake May is very, very good by the end of all of this.
Let's talk to Kenny in the car. Kenny, good morning. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Morning, guys. You guys make the ride to work tolerable.
Awesome.
Just want to say that.
Yes.
So to Wiggy's point, the biggest mediocre quarterback, in my opinion, to win Super Bowls is Terry Bradshaw. If you look at those Pittsburgh teams back in the day, man, they had the whole package around him. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Scheim doesn't even have him in his top 100.
Changed a bit since free agency and, you know, knee surgeries.
The steel curtain.
Yeah.
Well, we are in Brattleboro, Vermont, and we are joined by the town manager here in Brattleboro, John Potter. Round of applause for John.
Local legend.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good morning. It's great to be on the Roadshow.
Did you bring a key to the city for Wiggy?
I'll take it.
Any kind of a proclamation or anything like that?
Proclamation.
That's right.
We do need to clarify something off the bat. Is it true that you can walk around nude around the town?
It's been known to happen.
Okay.
I believe the first offense is a $25 fine.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's it. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
It happens occasionally. It's not a common thing.
No, it's not a common thing.
Okay. All right.
You should do,
might see it if you come to town.
Okay. All right.
You should do what like the Purge did. You know, once a year you allow everybody to be in the nude, no five. Right. So they get it all out of the way in one swoop.
There you go.
Also, what is like the delicacy or the number one thing that everybody should try in Vermont? The maple creamy?
Maple creamies are outstanding.
What is it?
So it's like a ice cream
soft serve.
Yeah, soft serve.
Okay,
exactly,
soft serve
with
ice.
A maple whipped into it.
So okay, really nice. Can you get them anywhere? You
can get them around at some farms have them here in town, and they're great. And you can find them.
So. Population of Brattleboro?
12,000.
12,000.
Wow.
Wiggy nightlife? Is there? Wiggy's thinking of moving.
Well, the Stone Church here has great live music all the time.
Okay. I always bring the party with me, so wherever I land, we'll have some fun. Plus, I know you guys are real open when it comes to God's greenery out here. Kush.
Ken is going to fall over in the background.
Well, I don't know.
God's greenery.
Surprisingly, I don't believe marijuana. Has it been decriminalized here in Vermont?
It is legal in town. We have a number of cannabis shops.
Okay. Okay. Excellent. All right. Good. Well, Wiggy was stopping his way home.
Remember, it was put here for you and me.
Yeah.
You got it.
True.
That is true.
It's true.
Anything that one must do before we leave and go back, if you could only make one recommendation for Brattleboro, what would be? And I know you probably don't want to, just pick something that you love or what.
Well, I think I'd go to the Gallery Walk, which starts up next Friday, and that is a really great festival in town, downtown here, homegrown. It's a celebration of the arts. It's walking the galleries. There's live music. There's food trucks. It's really fun
time. Okay, good. And it should be like 35, 36 degrees.
Yeah.
When does it warm up? When does it warm up here?
It's warming up this weekend.
All right.
It's in the 70s.
All right. All right. Well, round of applause for John and everybody here. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us in Brattleboro. We appreciate that. It's roadshow number one, and there's a lot to get to on the show this morning. Reminder that Gerard Mayo will join us on this show Monday, and we'll talk draft with Gerard Mayo on Monday. You look like you had something you wanted to say.
No, I'm just sad that I'm missing it, but that's all right.
Oh, that's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, and Razor will be filling in for you Monday.
Also sad, yep.
Okay. Bruins, Celtics.
Rub it in.
Bruins, Celtics, we got to talk about that. And,
would you put sunscreen on Razor?
Would I put sunscreen on
him? If he asked you to put sunscreen on his back.
No.
Okay.
Why would I do that?
Well, if he asked you as a friend.
You could put it on him.
I would.
Yeah,
it's a debate that Foyer and Wiggy have.
I'm sorry.
Foyer, and listen, my best friend in the world, I'm not putting sunscreen on his back. I'm just not doing it.
You mean if it was your best friend?
Yeah, who I have, my best friend.
Who's that?
My boy Danny. If he said, can you put some sunscreen or lotion on my back?
You wouldn't do it?
No. Why would I? No. I'm not putting lotion on another man's back.
But what if there's nobody else? There's nobody around.
You're going to let him burn?
Huh?
You're going to let him burn?
His arms work. He can do what I do. Reach right back there.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
No, I'm glad you did.
I'm like, Jerry. I take the Jerry Seinfeld approach. I don't judge another man's looks.
I understand that.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm not asking for you to call your best friend hot. I'm just asking for you to put sunscreen on his back. A man in need.
It's not a fashion show.
No.
I mean,
why would I do that?
He gets very nervous when you bring it up.
No, I don't.
We've got to take – you guys are at the best for being here this morning. Thank you. Take a quick break. We'll be right back.